Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Josh Allen was comfortable all night, and Mahomes was never comfortable for 3.5 hours. That defensive front, Joey Bosa, that's why they signed him. He's a pain in the butt, and Andy Reid knows it. So there is a way to beat Kansas City when they lose, and sometimes they lose ugly. Mahomes is getting hit.
Colin Cowherd there on his show yesterday talking about the Bills-Chiefs game from Sunday. He also does mention a little bit later on in that clip his thoughts on what the Bills need to do with the trade deadline. He said receiver.
And by the way, I want to make something Labatt crystal clear real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in favor of adding a running back over a receiver. It's just more I'm on the anti-Jacoby Myers train on that, I guess.
Okay.
Like when I said I'd rather have Tony Pollard than have mm-hmm. Jacoby Myers, that has to do with the caliber of Myers. I think Myers is just a guy. And it's kind of showing now.
That's fair.
So, no.
I'm on the anti-Calvin Ridley train. Mainly, he's expensive and not good.
Yeah, if he's expensive, you're not getting
him. Yeah, I know.
So, good news, Zach. I'll let you know right now. You're probably not going to have to deal with that problem.
Say this now.
But, yes, there's a little bit to that. But
we do have some news. Real quick, we'll get to that here in just a moment. But let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 4th, 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. I got through excellence twice. It just took some time.
And like how you intercepted me with that TRS read there, we do have some news. No, not that kind of news, you sickos. Calm down. The Sabres called up Noah Osland to the active roster. I would imagine that has to do with the fact that Jiří Kulik and Jason Zucker were both doubtful to play tonight against Utah. Paul Hamilton also saying that Tyson Kozak returned to practice today. Sabres taking on the Mammoth tonight. J.J. Paterka, his first game back in Buffalo since demanding, effectively, a trade. And then, hey, the Bandits have some news, too. They announced that they gave to Tohoka Nanacoak a 3-year extension. So, Nanacoak staying alongside with the Bandits there for the next couple years. And
incredible name.
After what happened, though, like losing Fraser and I think it was Cloutier, you need to make sure you're keeping some of these guys in-house here. They bring back Ryan Benesch mm-hmm. after a couple of years away and now announcing that Nanacoak is here to stay. So, good. Bandits making some moves there. I'm happy to learn that lockout is not
imminent. Yeah.
They're conducting business like there's going to be a season. So, though a lockout would have been a pretty effective way to stop the Bandits from four-peating,
That, oh, man, it's going to be a fun storyline to follow.
Yeah, right?
I mean, having attended my first game That's going to be a really fun story to follow.
And you went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
You were at the finals.
Who's at the finals? Which I still stand by. I feel almost like that shouldn't have been my first game. Like I'm like, no, some of you have been living and breathing this for years. And here I am stepping in for a three-peat going, hey, guys. Hey, guys, I'm here. Oh, welcome to the party. Let's go. Like, no, it's not that bad. But for me personally, I was like, ah. I shouldn't be doing
yes,
this.
Yes, I am always Bandit fan. Here, I am
I'm
part
waving
of Bandits
the towel
Lands.
They gave me. Yeah. I have no Bandits gear.
I'm over here at Bandits Lands. I know you're not that casual, but like that's just a fun way
that's
to tell
how
a joke.
It felt. It's how that's it how felt. We are also talking the NFL trade deadline today. 4 p.m. deadline. The Bills did move some cap yesterday, so it does somewhat signal that a move could be on the horizon. We'll see if anything gets done. Typically on deadline day, it's closer to the actual 4 p.m. finish line where they announce a move rather than during the show. But we're keeping vigilant. We'll see what happens.
I do love the headcanon that is completely not true of Brandon Bean's just taking a solid, strong nap at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He's just
hanging
lounged,
out.
Lounged back in the chair, and then at 3 o'clock. You ever have one of those naps, though, where you wake up and, like, all of a sudden in a panic for no reason?
It's been a while, but yes.
Like, that's what's happening.
It's the midday nap, yeah.
Brandon Bean just, oh, my God, the deadline. And then gets to work and hammers in a deal within like 30 minutes. So I know that's the complete opposite. He's probably been to work at 4 a.m. since doing this.
Especially he moved the cap yesterday.
He moved the cap and restructured it. The man was probably at work today at 4 a.m. No, instead it's 3 a.m. and he's like Patrick Starr. Oh boy, 3 a.m.
Nice. Being after dark. Well, again, we'll see if anything happens today. We're keeping vigilant, but we're also taking your calls, 803-0550. Your thoughts on what you want to see the Bills add. There's a number of positions they could go to, and thanks to the cap space being freed up, they may even be able to do two or more trades, probably just one or two, if that at all, probably more along the lines of one. But never know. The Eagles have made three already, and that's even before today.
Howie Roseman's got to calm down.
Now keep it going. Force others to follow you. Let's get connected to our fans, though. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We start off today with Steve on the line. Steve, how are we doing?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Doing well.
Hey, got a question for you. My preference would be Olave. Rookie contract. Next year when the cap goes up, you could restructure him, get him signed. I like his speed. He's had a couple injuries, but we don't have anything like him. What are your thoughts?
I think that is absolutely right, Steve. On Olave, me and Derek talked about this off air because I did want to bring Olave up.
There's a really
up.
Interesting wrinkle here.
I wanted to bring him up. My thing is, and whenever anyone's asked me what my preference is, I have gone, when talking receiver, I have gone to Rashid Shaheed. He adds a speed element. He's kind of a rental guy. He's not going to fill that wide receiver run space. And I don't really know if the Bills want to do that. I think that would change very much the everyone eats because I think Olave is more than talented enough to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Warrant a ton of target share. On Olave, though, if they were to add him, as Steve brought up there, it's actually cheaper than Rashid Shaheed.
Right.
Because of the rookie contract. actually adding Olave might allow you to make two trades, although a little bit more expensive to actually acquire him, probably a second, maybe even a late first, which is where you'd pick. My thing with Olave is I'd be thrilled. I would absolutely be thrilled. My fear is the four concussions in 3 years.
That is
terrifying to me.
Now, to build on that a little bit, the concussion history. The Bills have had a recent signee under this regime that came in with massive concussion worries, but was also given a huge contract. I do believe at that time was the best at his position, like highest at his position.
Highest position. Mitch Morse. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
If people are Bills and Sabres fans, they look back now at Josh Norris and go, okay, that terrifies me. Injury history, don't love that. Which then proves the point of you are injury prone until you're not. Matter of fact, Joey Bosa's been doing pretty well here.
He's another one where it's like, okay, hey, he came in with a lot of red flags.
I aggressively knocked on wood. You're all welcome.
But the fear was there of like, are we sure about this? So it may point to Bills don't really care. They trust their medical staff. If they get a full clearance, go.
I also think that they would be able to use this as a bargaining chip.
Deion Walker, though, they draft him.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? He's fine. We're good. Bring him in.
But to stay on Olave with this, I think there's two factors to this. One, acquiring him on that rookie contract does allow you to do, one, invest in a young player that is talented, that has the ability. But because of the concussion history, you also have a chance to get out of it if the risk is too high at that point. It's a rental.
Yeah, the Saints did pick up the fifth-year option.
But so it's still what, mm-hmm. a one-year rental after that?
Yep. So you'd have him for this year, half of this year, and next year, yeah.
So that's fine. It's a short-term deal then, like Rasul Douglas. Perfectly fine, good investment then. You tried. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. The second thing is, with the concussion history, is that an opportunity to drive the price down? Maybe it's not a first that's required. Or maybe it was supposed to be more expensive than a first because a lot of teams are calling. Does it only become a first? Or is it conditions? Can I make this a conditional second-round pick that can become a first? And would the Saints be willing to accept that? That's where I think things get interesting. Or the conditional first, is it this year or next year? Because there are injury concerns. That is where I think Olave is more fascinating in more ways than one, because it has multiple factors to it. I'm still on team add defensive line. I think the Bills offense is going to be frustrating to watch in terms of our vanity, because I did mention last week how it's boring sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Boring doesn't mean ineffective. Boring doesn't mean unsustainable. It just sometimes looks a little boring, and that's okay. But I do think that that is something that when they are running the football, man, look out. They're not to be stopped, and they could even be playing a subpar game and put up 30 points if they're running the football effectively. That is the part that seems sustainable at this point. Obviously, they don't score 30 against the Chiefs, but they probably put together their most complete performance.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
When they're running the football well, that is something that they cannot really be stopped. And they run the ball well more times than not.
It does help, too. I mean, you mentioned boring, but it does help that James Cook might be...
He's awesome.
One of the, aesthetically speaking, one of the better running backs to watch.
Yes.
That man is so shifty. His balance is incredible. The start, stop, go. We don't maybe talk enough about James Cook because of the passing game woes and right. everything like that. The ascension he has been on for the last 24 months, 2 years, however, incredible. It has been one of my favorite things to watch. He goes from a guy that is going to be involved in the passing game, can't really be a three-down back, can't really be a main running back, to now, as you pointed out earlier in the show, he's barely behind Jonathan Taylor, who, while leading him in touchdowns, but rushing yards, he's barely behind Jonathan Taylor, and he's played one less game. You know, he's putting up performances we have not seen since Thurman Thomas or O.J. Simpson in the rushing game. And it is something, too, of, yeah, the Bills do have another elite player on offense. It's not just Josh Allen in the skill positions. It is also James Cook. You have to put his name in there. And that's something I've maybe fought a little bit too hard against of the lack of elite players, what have you. And I still stand a lot on that. But the one I do want to take away is James Cook. He is absolutely an elite running back.
He has been incredible in every manner of the word. I will go ahead and mention, though, that like that's why I'm still on defensive line heavily. You have lost two incredible players already in back-to-back weeks. But the defense has been playing better. Okay. Should we reward that faith by bolstering it and trying to help you guys out? Because, man, you are getting beaten to hell and back. And now you're still kind of coming out the other side of it going, we're okay.
We're all right. We're breathing.
It's Randy Marsh in South Park. I didn't hear no bell. Do you reward that by trying to add to the strength, especially on the interior? Do you add to it to try to say, we believe in you guys. We're going to add to it so that we can get through this. And I think that's what you should do with this team.
803-0550, the number to call. Still taking your calls on the NFL trade deadline. What do you want to see the Bills do? We've heard from Chris Olave. We've also read some of the tweets as well. Defensive line help. We've been talking Calais Campbell and others. Should be an interesting day. We'll see how many deals even happen across the league. We also have a hockey game tonight as well. Sabres at home against Utah. 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.